start again from Chulash Nishal to Vazara, which is across from Talmud Leimer Veshachtu on Daphnun Zayin Amid Beis and go down four lines. Chulash Nishal to Vazara is Aser Bahana. Menahadi Mili Harav, I know it, I'm Rabbi Echim, I'm Rabbi Echim, I'm Rabbi Taira. Shechai Chali B'Chali, Shech mine in my domain, Lach B'Shalach. So logic tells me, Mashali B'Shalach Aser, Avshalach B'Shali Aser. Just like it's Aser to Shecht Kachim B'chutz, so also it's Aser to Shecht Chulim B'Azah. In fact, the Gemara, if that's the case, Mashali B'Shalach Onish Karas, Avshalach B'Shali Onish Karas. So why don't we learn out the Chul Shanishu B'Azah is Karas? So the Gemara, Amakrov, El Pesach, El Ma'id Lehevi, El Hakim, Karbon, L'Hashem, B'Nechras, says by Kachim B'chutz, that you didn't bring it to the Al-Mayed, so therefore it's a Nechras, so we say our Karbon Onish Karas. Tavis, only Karbon gets Karas, for shechting it outside, Achon Shalish to the Bazar ain't on his chorus. In fact, the Gemara, if that's the case, there goes your comparison. So how can you learn out that it's Usher? That's chorus, and this is not chorus. So how could you learn it out? That's Usher Bano. Right? That it's Usher to Shech, we know from the Pasuk Yerchak Limcha Amokim. That tells me Vizavacht, but it doesn't tell me Yisr Hano. You want to learn it out from Kachin Bechutz? You can't. That's chorus. This is not chorus. Elam Rabbi Mahacha says v'shachtu v'shachad aitzah v'shachad aitzah plus a kroy yisayra three miyutim matamad leim mafishad emek yichim mecham mokim v'zavaktam. When you live away from Yerushalayim, you can shach, meaning the reason it became mutter in Eretz Yisrael is because you're no longer next to the Beis HaMikdash. So v'mikro mokim asaveyach v'zat asaveyach v'kirav mokim. That tells me shach tchulin when you're out of the Azara, not in the Azara. That tells me you're not allowed to shach it. Prat l'chulun sh'nishlu b'azara. Ein li'al t'mimim maruyin l'karev. That only tells me without a blemish, because you could bring it as a carbon. Menayin l'rabbis v'al imumim. So the Gemara does that mitzvara. Marbani is v'al imumim sh'kem min ha'machshir. It's the same species. Menayin l'rabbis achaya. Marbani is achaya sh'nish v'shrita k'behema, which is like shrita, similar to, because you need shrita. Menayin l'rabbis is ha'ifas, which don't get shrita in azara. Hamad lembe v'shachta v'shachataisa. Rashi explains, one is for Chaya, one is for Eifus, and one is for Yisr Hanah. Yachul or Yishlai, that's what Rashi explains.
Is it a Mir or a
Ribuy? Mir. Only this, only here, only Kachim should be Shlomim, should be Shechted Nazara, not Chaya, not an Eif, and not an Yisr Hanah. Yachul Yishlai Vimshach Zeh Mutter. I would think you can eat it. Tamar lemer gichim mechlam makim b'zavachta v'achalta. Ata zaveach b'richim makim ata eichim, what you shech far away from the Azara. Out of the Azara you can eat. V'ata eichim asher shzeach b'kirv makim, you can't shech what you shech and eat what you shech in the Azara. Part l'chulun shzeach to b'azara. V'ein li'al atzmimim horim l'karev. The same thing the Gemara is going to say. That only tells me complete ones. V'nein l'rabbis v'alimumim, v'abani v'alimumim, shekem in ha'machshir. It's the same species. Menayin the rabbis is achaya, marvin is achaya, she beshrit to kibay. Menayin the rabbis is oivis. Tamad loim v'shachta 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 v'shachta. Again, the three miyutim.
What was this adding more than we had before?
One was saying that you can't shecht it. This is shrita, that you can't shecht achaya, you can't shecht the knife. And this one is adding you can't eat achaya that shechted there, and you can't eat a knife that shechted there. This is achila. One is the iser to shecht, and one is the iser to eat if you did shecht.
Okay, so what exactly is the actual lav? I see this making a...
So far there's no lav. Nobody mentioned the word of lav. You're not allowed to shecht, because it said in the pasuk that v'shachtoi, shecht this, not that.
I'm saying so the...
Not a lav, it's an iser asay.
Oh, okay, so that's very... It's interesting to know.
I've said that all week, that there was an iser asay, correct. According to yes, 100%. It's not a lav. There's no lav. Correct.
How do we get a mir? How do we get a hana from there?
Ah, fracti gemara. Fracti gemara. Yachol yishchot v'mshachet yashlich hanu. I would think you can sow it to the dogs. That's mutra bana. Talmud leimer lakelav tashlich oisai, which talks about that we spoke out basada includes things that are out of their wall, right, which an animal sucked on its hand from its mother's womb, and then you shechted it. So there the Torah said, it's mutter b'hanah, and it says, oisai. that which is out of its boundary. Where chul shalishu bazara, which is out of its boundary, cannot be thrown to the dogs. Which tells us the Isser Hana. So we have three psukim. One that tells me you can't shecht Isser Asay. One that tells me that you shecht, you can't eat it. And one that tells me you can't have pleasure from it. Period.
Is it Xer Shava, Isay?
I'm sorry?
Is it Xer Shava, Isay, Shecht to Isay?
No. It's Mir. Isay. There's no Jerishava. I say, it, but something similar to it, which is out of its boundary, cannot be shechted. Cannot be Havanah.
Yeah, but let's say regular shlomim. Are you allowed to have Havanah from it?
Empty
a regular shlomim.
It's not out of its boundary. You did it exactly kimitzvasei.
So if it's done kimitzvasei, when you eat it, that's called Hana, that's Hana. I mean,
I think eating is rather pleasurable.
Yeah, okay.
They don't get pleasure, but I think it's rather eating is pleasurable, yeah. It's considered a type of Hana.
Mitzvah Lavlanis. It's not really Hana because it's Mitzvah Lavlanis Nitnu. So
yes,
you can't call that a Hana.
No, it's Hana. Trust me, it's Hana. Right. Mitzvah Lavlanis Nitnu means the key of Mitzvah is not Hana. But the physical pleasure is a pleasure. Taran in the Dharm. If you don't believe me, Taran in the Dharm, you're not a Medved. That's why I'm a Medved. Abraham is only the mitzvah, but a physical pleasure is pleasure, even though it's done for a mitzvah. That's the Gemara Vayter. Ashkenu Ma'ayudu Rav Yisrael. Are you out of town, Baruch Moser?
No, I'm walking in the door now.
Okay. They were by the door of Rabbi's house. He asked them. Says, I'm a cottage with Petra Kamar, but so called the Chusu Zara, Shimirem Mukudeshas. Because he holds Petra Kamar as Mutabana before Arifa. He holds Masabachal as Mutabana, and he holds Chusu Zara as Mutabana. Chamimim in Mukudeshas. I'm a Chusu Zara, or Shimir Lab Deraita. That means it's definitely not biblical. Remittal, Shimirem. You burn it. If it were drabanan, we wouldn't say a chai should be burned. Because the whole reason to burn it is that you shouldn't confuse it with kachim psulim. So bishlam, if you learn to derive, so you make it a loy plug. But if it's a drabanan, you wouldn't confuse a chai with kachim psulim. Ishtiku. They kept quiet. They didn't have an answer to the contradiction. Let's look to the contradiction. Also, the comment the rabbi, they came to rabbi. Amalu palga kminchu. The one that argues is the one that stopped you. The time Reb Shimon says that it's mutter b'hana is only when it's found to be a treifa, which wasn't shechten. Shimon considered a shechitas treifa non shechita. Reb Shimon tamei, how your shechitas a treifa can a shechitas treifa seven silchun bazara? Shimon mutter b'hana because it's not a shechita. It's like you shot it. That means the money does not transfer the Isra Hanam. And Allah, the God of Rahman, Babel is Kilchav, Mayisacherim, Kamayu, the Koshata Mahaya, Memeno, anything you got from the Avedizara, Haru Kamayu, for Asimano, the cloud that infers the Holy Shroom Shabbatabrisharu, fracting Marvin Elohina. Why don't we say Avedizara is the source, not the opposite? So the Gemara says, "I've read Chumash Shviyah Shnei Ksuma Bankecha." The Torah repeated it twice. Chumash Shnei Ksuma Bankecha had Eim Alamed. I've read Chumash Shviyah Damaran. Shviyah Smayi. What is Shviyah? Yoyvel He Kodesh Shiel Lachem. My Kodesh Tefes is Damav. I'm Shviyah Tefes is Damav. We learn now from Kodesh Shiel Lachem that it's like Shmita, that it takes just like by Kodesh when you redeem it, the money becomes Kodesh. And the item becomes chulim, at least the part of the money becomes kaddish. So by shviyas also, whatever you barter it for, gets kedusha shmita. Practically, my kaddish tefes is done via to the chulim. But by kaddish, the item goes to chulim. Ashviyas tefes is the man via to the chulim. It's not true. The fruit remains kaddish. Talmud loy metia b'avayasate that the fruit remains kaddish. Ketat looking with peir shviyas baser. You bought meat with peir shviyas. Elum elum is varim. The fruit doesn't lose kedusha shmita, and the meat gets it. B'basr dargim, yatsa b'basr nixlu dargim. B'dargim yayin, yatsa dargim nixlu yayin. Yayin b'shemen, yayin shemen, yatsa yayin nixlu shemen. Okay, tzad. Achron, achron, it was the last thing gets kedusha shmita, b'shmiyas, u'peri atzmei aser. So as we pointed out, Tosfos points out that this is really, and Rashba points out, this is not a good shnei ksuma b'on kecha to begin with, because Avodah Zarah is karet, and Shemitah, it doesn't really do everything become kadosh. It transfers. Avodah Zarah does not. Everything becomes aser by Avodah Zarah. For shnei ksuma b'on kecha to work, it has to be that you could learn one out from the other. Here you would not learn Shemitah out of Avodah Zarah. You would learn Avodah Zarah out of Shemitah. The Rashman says, Enochanami, the Gemara could have said it. Gemara has a different tariff in a moment anyway, so it leaves it alone for the Gemara to explain. That's a brisa. I don't know. That's halacha of Shemitah. I don't know. We're not learning Hilchos Shemitah now. This is in Shvias. I'm just saying, this is a fact in Shemitah. It's a Mishnah. So, you know, it's a Mishnah and Perek Ches, Mishnah Zion. You can look it up there. I'm sure the Mepharshim say the source. I don't know the source. Honey, Lamandar Eim Alamdin. Lamandar Eim Alamdin, Maikel Lamayim, the one that says two Sukkim is the source. What are you going to say? Mutik Sivi, has a Mutim. Sivah Hikikarim, who? Sivah Suyavil, he? Yam Bidakri Loi, it excludes everything else. Look, the Mishnah Vaita Makadish, Betrumus of Maisis of Matanis. Somebody's Makadish, a woman with Truma. Now, he's not a Kayan. With Truma, Meiser, let's make a difference if he's a Kayan or not. But let's say he's not a Kayan. With Truma or Meiser and he's not a Levi, she's going to have to give it to the Levi of Matanas, or Mechatis, the for Chatis, which the Gemara will explain means paying him the schar. He's in Mekadesh over the fact that he schleps it. That's how the Gemara is going to explain it. Is Mekadesh. She has him Mekadesh, I'm feeling Yisrael, even if he's Yisrael. Amr Ula, Taimus Anoyan Amaman. The right to pick the kayan is not considered an item of value. We spoke out the one shot I didn't like, but I spoke it out anyway, is because people don't pay for this frequently, so it really not worth that much. So what is he giving her? He's only giving her Tavis Hanah. He's talking about the Yisrael inherited Tevo from his grandfather, the kayan. Because we consider it like the Kayan already owned the Truma. And if he owned the Truma, it doesn't have to be given to another Kayan. It can be sold to another Kayan. So when he's giving it to the woman, he's giving her an item of value, she can sell it to the Kayan. And he learned the Mishnah Pasha Pshat, it means Tavis Anah is a Mammon. Isn't the Mishnah talking about a specific case that the Kohen already owned it? Now, he thought Hitzot meant out of here, meaning you're out of the Sugya. Except he got embarrassed. You're not holding in the Sugya, you're out. I meant to say, Ravasi the Hutzel Kohen Kavasech. You're a Mechavim to Ravasi of Hutzel's Pshat in the Mishnah.
He loved up. The
Rav Huna Arganua. No, he's not. He's just saying.
Our Mishnah's not a riot.
That's all. It wasn't Rav Huna that said that. It was the other one that told him it's not a riot. Rav Huna's the one that answered the Mishnah.
Let me go back.
Rav Huna asked Rav Huna. Rav Huna asked the Mishnah. Rav Huna said the Mishnah's not a riot.
He asked proof from the Mishnah.
Rav Huna proved from the Mishnah.
Right, so
Rav Huna answered him it's not a riot. So he said, you're Mechavim Travasi, but Travasi Motzo.
So he didn't seem white or not.
Doesn't say, you can fill in the blank now. You can write your story, whatever you want to write. I don't try to make things up. I read the Gemara.
We don't know for sure from who Rav Huna
did. We don't know. Yeah. But all Rav Huna did is acknowledge that the answer is a valid answer. Doesn't give my bite to them because Hanoi. A grain of Tivlis Shechavera, if somebody steals his friend's Tevel, the Shalom way to make Tivlis Shechavera. He pays for the whole thing, the Verebi. He can deduct the truma and the miser. I love Okamifli. The miser of a Tavis Hanah a Mammon. Therefore, the owner had complete ownership. Miser of a Tavis Hanah ain't a Mammon. And therefore, you deduct the truma some misers because the owner would never had it anyway. So, think of my life. The Kula Alma Tavis Hanah ain't a Mammon. Everybody agrees it's not worth anything. And the truth is that Enoch Inami, he. Not for the truma and miser. He inherited it from this grandfather, the Kayan. So it belonged to him because the Matanis Lahumer can be Shurma Dami Kamiflagi. They're arguing, did the Kayan own the Truman and the Meiser in it? It was still Tevil. Meiser can be Shurma Dami, and therefore the Kayan owned it, therefore his grandson owns it, and therefore the Ganav has to pay. Meiser can be Shurma Dami. The Kayan never owned the Truman and Meiser. It was never separated. It was Tevil. And therefore, when the Yisrael inherits it, he has to separate it and give it to a Kohen and a Levi. Therefore, he doesn't have to pay him for that amount of money. That's one answer.
Kohen
Gadol means
that it was given?
We look at it as if it's separate already and the Kohen was Zaycha.
But which Kohen was Zaycha?
The owner, the grandfather. He owned this. He owned the Tevil.
Who stole what?
The kid can sell.
Then the grandson inherited it, and somebody stole it from the grandson.
The old devil.
Yes.
If the grandfather never did not own the Trumas and Meisters, how can the grandfather?
He inherits the devil. If the grandfather didn't own the Trumas and Meisters, which means... Let me explain. But I say he didn't own... means he didn't own it as Truma and Meiser. He owned it as Tevil, which doesn't mean anything. That's what I meant to say. When I said the grandpa didn't own, I mean he didn't own Truma. He owned Tevil. And therefore it still needs to be separated and given to a Kayan.
So we're going actually into a rabbit hole here, it seems to me, in that we have talked about if something is inedible, if food...
That's not true. Tevil's mutabada. Not asabana. It's mutter bana, it's asabachila. It's certain hanas, but most hanas it's mutter. So you own tevil.
Okay, that
answers what I was thinking. I think about it. Everybody holds that it's as if the grandpa owned the tevil and the truma in it, and therefore the grandson owns it, and you would have to pay the whole thing. But time is hanai in a moment. Our mission is this price is not talking about a grandpa's, talking about a person's own grown truma, and we're dealing with truma only, not meiser. Meiser for sure can be deducted, but truma, Shmuel says, one kernel. So the victim says is, the truma is mine, the 2%, because I only give one kernel, and that's good enough. Therefore, you owe me the other part of the 2%. So you don't pay 100%, you deduct the meiser. But the truma part you don't deduct because I give one kernel. And my server is Ledishmu, my less Ledishmu. People I say with the Kulama less Ledishmu. And really you should be able to deduct the whole thing. But all kinds of times the Rebbe, the Kansur Rabban on the Ganef. Because they punished him. Really the Ganef should not have to pay for the truma meiser. It didn't belong to the victim. It belonged to him, but he would have to give it away anyway. But the entire Sando is not Mammon. But we punish him. We don't let Ganef to gain 12%. We punish the owner. Why didn't you separate it? Why did you leave it around? So it's interesting. This is what the Emmer said. We'd rather give the God of 12% to punish the owner. Even though it's more. That's only an argument over the Truma part. Even though the Truma part he has Shmuel. We say, tough luck, you should have separated it. We're not going to go with that.
So that's a
Shevi Altas,
yeah?
The Loi Boy, Lay, Lishu, Lay, should not have kept his temple.
That's a Shevi Altas on the
owner. Correct, on the owner,
and
correct.
And Ganav, who did a Maisa Ganeva.
Correct. Again, I pointed out that it's a difficult swara, but that's what the Gemara says, correct. I guess it brings home the point of how important it is to us that Matumas and Maisa be separated right away.
Amen. Okay,
again, I'll let you say the Hebrew. I just said it's important to have it separated. Yes?
It would seem that it's important, but it may not only be the case. It only says by a chaver you can trust. If a chaver dies, that you can trust that everything he has is already separated.
No, that doesn't mean it's not important to do. It just means you can't rely.
It's not common.
No, it means you can't rely on people that are not reliable. That doesn't mean it shouldn't be done. Tanan. I'm a cottage with Trumas of Mises, Matanis of Mechatas, Maver Param, Hashem of Kadeshis, Avi Yisro. Or a minute. I know it's a schar lot and somebody takes money to judge, you know, but tell them. Lahud, Elis Batela. Lahatis Lakadish Mema Vemara Vaver Vaver Miklub. So Aver Khatas and Bay Khatas, you can't get anything out of it. It's worthless. You can charge for schlepping and filling up the water from the spring. You can't charge for mixing the ashes in the water and sprinkling it on the person, because that is a mitzvah. Guy tells his friend, go do Kedushin for Mrs. So-and-so. And the guy went and did Kedushin for himself, because the first guy made him, he asked him for a favor, and the guy stabbed him in the back, that's all. It's not so nice, but the Kedushin works for the second one. That's who the woman agreed to marry. Because the first one's Kedushin did not kick in. She was a single girl till the end of 30 days.
That's Dichlal in the first thing, right?
No, it's not. It's a totally different halacha. There's no shliach here. You went Makadosh a lady, Lachash Leishim Yamin, came a stranger, and was Makadosh her now. Why is it Dichlal the first thing? Basi Tzor L'Kayin Teichu B'Truma, if the second husband's a Kayish, you can eat Truma. She's a Suffolk, and the Gemara will have three pshatim in why it's a Suffolk. Therefore, she's not married to anybody. When I say she's not married to anybody, I meant she's not married definitely to anybody. She's a Suffolk, and therefore she can't eat Truma. What he did is done, but it was deceitful. In fact, the Gemara Batani did done. Why didn't he mention that? He meant that. He said halach. He went. He didn't speak it out, but he meant it's deceitful. In fact, the Gemara Maishna halach d'tani emel chaveray. Maishna halach d'tani emel shluchay. Why here it says his friend, and when he tells a shliach to mekadesh in one city, and he does it in another city, it doesn't work. It uses the term shliach. That the Gemara Hakam Rabusa Kamashmulan, Vasim Rabusa Kamashmulan. In both cases, it's telling me a chiddush. Hakam Rabusa Kamashmulan. The Tana Shluchay have Amina. That's deceitful. Shluchay Davi Ramoy. There's some chadaita. You rely on him. Savor Avad Lishluchusi. He'll do what I told him. Have a chaveri deloy some chadaita. But by his friend, you don't rely on him that much. And Meloy Lavi Ramoy. Hasim Rabusa Kamashmulan. The Tana Chaveri Avina Chaveri who dechikachu makamachin mukdashes. He really meant to only make him in a place in one place. He's your friend. He's doing you a favor. So he's not your agent. So you only count on him going there and anywhere else. You're not even thinking that he might do it. But by shlichus, listen, he's my agent. Maybe he will go somewhere else, so it's included in my shlichus. Kamash Milan, if I say a certain city, I mean only that city. Dr. Gemar Baita Riven Chasidah Azal L'Kdushala Itzalabre. Rabban Chasida went and he made Kedushin for his son. Went to do Kedushin for his son. Kitchel and Avshin, then he married her. So how could he do this? He's Rabban Chasida. They didn't want to marry her to him. She was a Ktana, and her pair of fathers said no. He should have gone back and told his son, listen, they said no. That takes away the deceitfulness. So he might lose her. So therefore, it's not deceitful to do it. Dr. Gemara Baiter, Rabbi Bar Bachon Yov Leizuzu L'Rav, Amar Zavna Nahali Layara, buy me this land. Azar Zavna Nenavshe, he went and bought it for himself. In fact, the Gemara Batani Mashah saw such a dog by Minar Gemaz. Why wasn't Rav being deceitful? Bagi Dalima Havi, it was a valley of very strong people. The Rav Nagel by Kavan, they were willing to sell it to him. The Rabbi Bachon Nagel by Kavan, they didn't want to sell it to him. Buy me the Duye.
Somebody will come and buy it,
yes.
I could go back just a sec. There was a Gemara we had a while ago, 24 hours ago, where someone sent divorce papers with someone, and we explained the Gemara by saying all the Baal cared about was that...
It was a Machlaikis Tanoim there. The same Machlaikis is true about Kedushin also. So we're going with the Madhyam and it says he does care.
We're dealing the same, okay. Right.
That the Gemara invited Rav Gidl, Kibla, Rav Gidl, I'm sorry. Rav Gidl have a Mahatma by Yara. Rav Gidl wanted to buy this land. Other Rav Abbasavna. Other Rav Gidl, Kibla, Rav Zeri, complained to Rav Zeri. Other Rav Zeri, Kibla, Rav Yitzchak. And again, the Chofetz Chaim points out from here that it's not Lashon Hara if it's done with Tayelas. So now, how could you say it's Lashon Hara? Teretz says he wanted to, he had a Taina, he wanted to rectify the Taina. He wanted Rav Gidl basically to sell it to him. I'm sorry, Rav Abba to sell it to him. I mean, Rav Abba, whoever it was. Rav Abba, yeah. So Amalei, so Yitzchak Nafka said, Hamtin HaShiyat Tzayin HaLaregel, let him come here for Yom Tov. So I'll catch the Amalei, on the map of Gharara, Baruch Hu, not Lemon Omai, Amalei Nikra Russia, called the Russia. Omai, my time of it, so why'd you do it? Amalei Lohavi Yadan, I didn't know. Now, he didn't say, okay, you're off the hook. Achreinim arrived here. Now, he did a b'shaykik. So he's not a Rasha. So why should he have to rectify it? Teretz says, he's still a Rasha. Now that he found out, he's a Rasha. If he wants to take up the shame Rasha, he has to rectify it. That's what he told them. Hashtanami, Nesu Nahalimar. So give it to him. I'm going to devuna lemme zimdin away. I won't sell it to him. Darakamaisi will lemme sam nemilsa. It's not a good simon. But I will rectify it. Yiboy matan anishkada. I'll give it to him. And again, Rabab is not responsible for that. You don't want to take a present, don't blame me and call me a Russia. I'm willing to rectify it. I don't have to rectify it with your chumras. I rectify it because I'm giving it to you. Rabab was going for it. So at the end of the day, it was like Hefker. The Talmidim used it for whatever they wanted. Nobody claimed ownership. He didn't want to take the present. He didn't want to use it because he didn't want to be a Russia. So Mamela, it just stayed around.
Maybe just say Sony by telling me it's a Chumrah?
Well, I'm asking you. Do you know people that say no to every present?
You're asking, do I know anybody like that? No.
Okay, so.
Does anybody do this Arakamaisa anymore?
What?
Is Arakamaisa Simina?
Again, somebody asked me, they asked me this in the middle of the week and I don't know the answer.
People turn anything into a cigar.
Chenayim is Kachuli. Loi Bo'acher B'Kitchim B'Tech Shleshim. What happens if nobody came? My time, Hani Zuzi Loilam over Dami, this is not alone. The Loilam Bekutin Dami, it's not a Bekutin. The Bekutin Lay Dami is Bekutin Meshusa Demara Kamasakli, Vada Meshusa Dinah Kamasakli. Bekutin is in the Meshus of the owner, meaning it's his money, here it's her money. But Loilam over Dami, because I mobilized on it, the Hana Betash Kadushi Avanilo. Here was given for a certain purpose. So the Kedushin is there, the Shibud is there, and therefore it works as a Kedushin. She changed her mind, Mahu. Now when I spoke out on Friday, it was a Meiri, so I should identify him, because it's a big Machlokes Rishonim, that he can change his mind, that's not a Shaila. Because that's included, that's why he said after 30 days. Why did he say after 30 days? He wanted to give himself to show it stands, to be out, to get out. Question is, how about her? Now, it says clearly in the Mishnah, if she accepts Kedushin from somebody else, she's married to the second guy. The question is, what if she doesn't accept Kedushin from somebody else? Can she just verbally back out, or does she need a Maisa? That's the Shaila. Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Yechon, Rama Chazaris, Asi Dibur, Mevatel Dibur, all it was a verbal commitment, which can be canceled by a verbal cancellation. And Rosh Lokesh, Shabba Eidah Chazaris, Asi Dibur, Mevatel Dibur. You made a shliach to take truma, then you're mevatel him. You're mevatel before he did it. It's not truma. Vachad the dibur v'dibur, because the dibur mevatel dibur. So the gemara is shiny mos nisinus mos yad isha. The chimaitza dummy. That's considered an action. That's the dibur mevatel maitza. Eitzay. Hashleach get ishtoy v'giyah b'shliach. You gave a get to a shliach, and then you reached him and told him forget it. Hashisholach hachav shliach. But Hasidus got the idea that you can see this more as the Ishtami. Actually, you see this more as the Ishtami. We compared the two actions. Tony Harris had Bato. The Gemara said, I'm going to come to the other. It's not true. It's less of an action because the party, the recipient party, is not involved at all. It's a shliach. It's like his hand. It's like taking it out of the right hand and putting it back in his left hand. It's a dibur mevatel dibur. Eisrei reshlagish lebechna. Kol hakelim yardim v'dei tumasim v'machshava. We explained this on Friday that the owner has a right to say it is now usable. This is why we want to use it, and therefore it's susceptible to tumah. V'einoy lemidei tumasim. You can't change its status. Ela b'shina ma'isa. Ma'isa ma'isa v'dei ma'isa v'dei machshava. An action can change things. So Bishlam Miyad Maisa Lemavkadasa Dibra Mabato Maisa. A Miyad Makshava Miyad Taipak, according to you, Rabbi Yechon, and why doesn't it cancel one Makshava the other? Now, stop right over here. The Rashba asks, and I should have spoken this out on Friday. Rish Lakish is just the Shver. Because Rish Lakish agreed Dibra can be Mabato Dibra. He only said by the woman that it was a Maisa, that she accepted it. That's how he answered the question before. He said the woman accepted Kedushin. That's more than a regular Dibur. So what's he asking Rabbi Yochanan? The same questions on him. Let the Makshava be Mevato Makshava. So the Rashma answers that the Gemara is out of order. This was the first Kasha. And then Rabbi Yochanan answered that's a Maisa. Then he asked him the Kasha that he said that the difference between a Dibur and a woman accepting it. So the Gemara's questions of Tarajba are really out of order. Because once he said that difference, the Kasha would be just as fair in him as it would be on Rabbi Yochanan. How can the Makshava, why shouldn't the Makshava cancel Makshava? Dibur can cancel Dibur. But as the Rajba says, this should have been the first Kasha. Then he should have asked the other Kasha.
Is there anything today here?
There's nothing here.
I put it down for love to train to pass nothing, nothing.
The Rebbe's learning is and was for Kredel, the Zeicher Nishmas Kredel, but not another. That's the Dornberger?
Yes.
I remember from last year.
11:30 last night. Put it inside the Gemara.
Okay. It works even if I didn't announce it.
Yeah, it works anyway.
Yes. Dr. Gemara, Shaini Makshava, the Tomb of the Chimaisa Dami. Rabbi Rabbi, Simki, he's saying you have to put the water on the fruit. Karina Kiyutat, it can happen by itself. Okay, so Kiyutat Zumadachiyutan. You're happy that it happened, we consider it like you did it. Same thing here, if you decide it's a Kaili, it's considered like you made it a Kaili with a Maisa, and therefore, a Makshava cannot be Mavato tomorrow morning in Rosh Hashem, 6 o'clock, time.